Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And very excited about having our good friend Ray Keating back on the show. Ray is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to 2001. And he's the chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org, the author of a number of books on small business and the marketplace, and also his novels, which we'll get him to tell us about in just a little bit. Ray Keating, welcome back.
How are you, sir?
Doing great. Good to have you back.
I'm glad to be here. Always good to talk to you.
And your new book, your new novel's out.
New novel. It's called Reagan Country.
The Stephen Grant series.
Yes. It's called Reagan Country, a Pastor Stephen Grant novel. And it's a thriller, political thriller, but it also gives a tip of the hat to Ronald Reagan and his legacy. That's tied into the story.
So well, I bet that'll fly off the shelves.
Well, let's certainly hope so.
Congratulations on that, and I appreciate you doing that on behalf of all the rest of us who have a fondness for President Reagan. Thank you for that. So, okay.
Oh, I appreciate it, Jim.
NAFTA. I was around when NAFTA was being negotiated. They came to town. The negotiators came to town, held some town hall meetings, and I went to all of them. I had clients that were interested in it. I was had my consulting company, and they asked me to go and help them understand what was going on. And the one thing that I remember, not being an expert in trade negotiations, but being a pretty darn good negotiator myself in those days, and I've gotten better since then. What I kept the little niggling thing that I kept coming up in the back of my mind is, what these guys are saying is going to be U.S. giving up a lot more than we're getting. I didn't get the idea that we were negotiating the way I would want to negotiate. It was almost like, okay, let's do business. What do you want? Let me just give you everything you want. And I even asked one of them about that. I said, I just feel like you're not negotiating in our best interest, maybe. And he didn't argue with me. What do you think?
Well, he didn't know what he was talking about. Now, when you look at these trade deals, in all seriousness, all these trade deals, including NAFTA, you have to understand that our trade barriers are already pretty low. Not that we have some problems. We have problem areas where we do some protectionism that still has to be fixed to this very day, broadly speaking. But when we go into these trade negotiations with other countries, and this is the case certainly with Canada, when we had a trade agreement with them already signed and sealed at that point, and with Mexico, they have much higher trade barriers than we do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, the good story on NAFTA was, guess what? Those trade barriers came down much lower or were eliminated. So what does that tell you? That tells you that it costs a heck of a lot less for U.S. firms to export to Mexico and to Canada. And you know what? The NAFTA deal is not unique. When you go down all of our trade deals over the years, going back to, you know, I guess the Israeli trade deal under Reagan, speaking of Ronald Reagan, and by the way, NAFTA was a Ronald Reagan idea. We're negotiating with countries that have much higher trade barriers than we do. So when we go into trade agreements, that's good news for us because their high trade barriers are going to come down.
Well, and it just seems like somebody was explaining this to me a while back, and he said that the problem is that America has been the benevolent benefactor of the world since World War II, that we've been financially able, and we have a human interest in other people, the way America is, our nature, and our pocketbook has been open to the world, and that it's crept into our trade deals, not just.
Yeah, quite frankly, I haven't heard the details on why these deals are bad deals. Again, when you understand whose trade barriers are coming down most, and the other thing to understand about trade is we get lost in this: the United States trading with Mexico or the United States trading with Canada. Mm-hmm. That's not how trade works. Trade works whether it's across town or across the nation or across borders. Individuals trade with individuals, businesses right. with businesses, and individuals with businesses. So free trade means we're going to take government obstacles to that trade and lower or eliminate them. Now, mm-hmm. I'm a free trader, Jim. That's good news.
Me
tariffs
too.
Are taxes on imports.
I'm
you bring
a free
those
trader,
things
too.
Down, it's good news.
Yep. Yeah. I'm a free trader, but I'm also a fair trader. And I know that's
I'm not.
Little,
I'm a free trader.
That's
fair
a little
trade
cliche.
All right, so when we come back,
let's debate what those two things are and how they're different, and maybe I can convert you or vice versa. A couple of hard heads, folks, going to talk about this after we come back after this break. 20 Tail, right back with Ray Keating. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.